Hello and welcome to the Destination Sailing Channel.
I'm Carla.
And I'm Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we've sailed over 25,000 miles on our catamaran, through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and remote caves we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight on your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those all important provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, Bermuda.
Yes, and we last visited that there in 2020 on our way back across the Atlantic.
And absolutely love it.
Absolutely loved it. It's just stunningly beautiful. I haven't got enough words really to describe
yes,
it.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
Okay, so Bermuda lies around about 750 nautical miles from the Bahamas. So there's around about a sort of 5 or 6 day journey at your average sort of 6 knots. It's about 1,000 miles from Antigua and Barbuda, which is another jumping off point. And if you are crossing the Atlantic, the rum line to the Azores to Horta is around about 1,800 miles. So it's basically right in the middle on its own
yes.
with nothing around it.
Yes.
So you mustn't miss it if you're going there,
yeah.
if you see what I mean. It's shaped like a kind of a fish hook.
Yeah.
It's built up of 7 islands. Which are all linked together with different bridges, and that's the main island. But in total, there's around 181 islands and islets that make up the little archipelago. It's a dormant volcano, and there is a massive, great, big offline reefs going around it. So, you have to be a little bit careful, a little bit tricky. It covers an area of 21 square miles, so it's not actually that big, and it is home to 71,000 people.
Yeah.
It's very low-lying.
Yeah.
The highest point is Town Hill, which is 255 feet. So you have to be a little bit careful you don't miss it. I'm sure it's possible. I'm sure people have missed it.
Yeah. So the language is English. It is a language as it is the British Overseas Territory.
It is, that's correct. So it's the Red Ensign. Defaced is the courtesy flag that you need to fly.
Yes. So regarding COVID, we were there during the initial COVID outbreak. Best checked on the noon site for all the requirements
yep.
at the moment.
Good old noon site and find out what's going on. We were actually in quarantine for 14 days, which turned into 19. we were there forever. And then they gave us a COVID test. And after the results of that, we were free to go move around. Yeah. The weather in Bermuda is tropical rainforest, quite interesting type of climate. The islands may experience modestly cool temperatures in January and February. And it does lie in the hurricane belt from June to November. And my friend Chris has had quite a few hurricanes go through there.
Bermuda was discovered in the early 1500s by Spanish explorer Juan de Bermudez. Bermuda had no indigenous population at the time of its discovery, nor at the time of the initial British settlement a century later.
Yeah, so it's always been British. In some interesting facts about Bermuda, there are no rivers or fresh lakes on Bermuda whatsoever. So the only source of fresh water is from rain or from lenses, they call them, which is like underground lakes,
mm-hmm.
small underground lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, consequently to that, all the houses have a kind of stepped roof painted white, which was originally lime,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they collect the water off the roof and put it into a holding tank in the basement.
Yeah, that makes Bermuda very, very special because the white roofs, every house has a white roof,
everywhere.
And very colourful houses, so it is amazing, beautiful. It is the most beautiful island, and it makes it look so tidy.
It does, it absolutely does, and a lot of houses, most of the houses are painted a bright colour as well, aren't they? Like pink or yellow or blue.
Yeah.
Consequently, it really set off with the white roofs, which makes it look very special because we didn't see any other
anything
like that.
When
Bermuda was discovered, it was mainly forest of the Bermuda cedar tree with mangroves and marshes around the shores. And actually now it's sort of palm trees and tropical.
Yeah.
Very lovely. Yes.
Lovely, yeah.
The only mammals on the island at the time of discovery, there were 5 different breeds of bats.
Bats.
And that's it. That's the only thing that was alive on the island. It's Five different breeds of bats. So that's some interesting facts about Bermuda.
Yes. So Bermuda dollar is fixed at 1-to-1 to the US yep. dollar. Yeah.
And very colourful notes they have.
Yes, beautiful notes.
With Queen Elizabeth on them. Yeah, very nice. The time zone is -4 hours UTC. So that's not too bad, really. And the main city is Hamilton. Rather nice, Hamilton is. And the second city is St. George's.
Yes. So navigation, call Bermuda Radio on the channel 16 as soon as you are in range. They will ask your position and estimate the time of arrival in St. George, and they are the most helpful people.
Yeah, very pleasant, very pleasant. In fact, we're just going to hear a little bit of our initial call to Bermuda Radio, which was in the early hours of the morning. Bermuda Radio, this is your Ocean Fox, over.
Yeah, Ocean Fox, this is Bermuda Radio. Good morning. Understand you are inbound for Bermuda. The local time here is 0544. What's your ETA, over?
We're 10 miles west, southwest of Gibbs Hill, and to the lighthouse.
So, voyage. Region B, so the green square top boys will be on the left as you enter from the ocean.
That's it, yep. So the check-in all takes place in St. George's. I understand it is possible, according to the pilot book, to check-in in Hamilton, but you have to do that by pre-arranging it in Aquinas, so I don't think they're that keen on the idea. You do have to fill in a pre-arrival questionnaire, and obviously there's a COVID questionnaire as well at the moment. And that you can get off the Bermuda Ops website. I think they call it Mar Ops. We'll put a link in the description below. And you have to email that in advance of your journey. You have to get there about 5 days before you get there.
They really appreciate if you do that beforehand, yes, before arrival.
I'm not sure they would send you away, but it would save an awful lot of information over the VHF radio.
Yeah.
You enter St. George's through what they call Town Cut. So this is on the east of the island, and you kind of go in through some buoyage, and then if you're not careful, you can easily take the one track going off to the right, which takes you over to Hamilton. So you just need to kind of be a little bit careful there. They kind of split at a very broad angle. And then you go through the Town Cut, and then you can follow the Red Starboard buoys as you go round the anchorage of Covert Bay, and the customs house and immigration is a sort of creamy yellow building on a very small island. But when you actually start to look at it, you don't realise it's an island.
No,
you can get
no.
round the back, and there's a little wooden dock there, isn't there? And there's a sort of lifeboat, safety boat, big thing parked up just in front of you.
Yeah.
That's the spot to go. Yeah.
So vets, there is loads of vets in the island. I'm sure they will be very expensive.
Everything's expensive in Bermuda.
Because everything is expensive in Bermuda. So, but they don't require you to go and take your pet to the vet.
No. Likewise with healthcare, there's ample healthcare on the island, but it is actually going to be really expensive. So make sure, don't go and have anything routine done.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to do that in Bermuda. No.
So, dinghy docks. There is a dinghy dock in St. George opposite the customs house.
Yep. So St. George's is the sort of biggest anchorage, or the main anchorage in Bermuda. And yep, they've got one there. The other two places which you can go for main harbours is Hamilton. They've got quite a few marinas. And also Dockyard, which we're going to cover shortly. So the main marinas, Captain Smokey's, St. George's Dinghy and Sports Club, Pier 41 at Dockyard, Fairmount in Hamilton, Waterfront Marina in Hamilton, Royal Bermuda Yacht Club in Hamilton, and Mills Creek. So there actually is an awful lot of facilities for the yachtsmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's an awful lot of boats there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of all different types of fishing boats to sailing yachts and things like that.
Yeah. Anchorages, so Convict Bay and Powderhole on St. George.
Yep.
And there are a lot of
other anchorages
yeah. around the island.
Pretty well, you can anchor almost anywhere, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of very sheltered anchorages.
Yes, because you just go through a little cut and then you find a bay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely stunning. But now we're going to our normal sort of fuel and propane. So fuel is available at the Rubies Downing's Marina Wharf in St George's. That's where we filled up before we departed.
Yeah.
Royal Bermuda Yacht Club in Hamilton and Pier 41 Dockyard at Dockyard. Then when you come and check in, they'll actually give you a voucher to get your fuel duty free, but you could only use it one time. So, but what we discovered was that they wouldn't actually accept it unless you were buying like 500 litres.
Oh, I think it was 800
litres, yeah.
Yeah,
so it's actually pretty well worth it, useless really.
Yeah, and it's very expensive fuel.
Oh yeah, it's it's around about $2 a litre at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. It's expensive, there's no question about it. So if you can go with full tanks and don't fill up. Now, lovely propane.
Propane. Speak with Bermuda Yacht Services in St George.
Yeah, they don't won't fill steel gas cylinders. They'll only fill the fiberglass ones.
Yes.
That's their policy now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got the old steel ones like we have, they're no good whatsoever. They've got a lovely ferry service.
They do. We did the ferry everywhere and it was a beautiful, beautiful ride.
Yeah. Yes. They basically all go from Hamilton and they go all around the island and you can go all the way over to the Royal Naval Dockyard by ferry, which is really quite cheap. I don't know if you can remember how much it was. But they're only a couple of dollars, aren't they?
Something like that. Yes, it's not expensive.
No, it's a really good boat ride, and you can see it all. And also, you can go from Dockyard to get another ferry to St George's, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Buses, they have buses that go all around the island. That's a really, really a cheap way to know the island and go everywhere.
Yeah. Interestingly, you can't hire a car on Bermuda, and consequently, most tourists hire scooters. Which actually is really quite dangerous, and there's somebody killed nearly every week on a scooter in Bermuda. They do now have these small two-seater electric cars, which you can hire from various outlets around the island, but your sort of standard small saloon. They tax cars on their length in Bermuda.
Mm.
So the longer the car, the more annual road tax you pay. And consequently, you'll find that nearly everybody has a very small car. Yeah, not very many big cars there, no.
Yeah.
Supermarkets.
So supermarkets, they have Summers, the supermarket at St. George, the Marketplace and Lindo's Family Foods.
Yeah.
All of them are really good. You have everything you can find if you want to find us.
Marketplace and Lindo's is quite the big supermarket.
The big supermarket is the most, most used ones. But it is expensive, guys. You know, you're going to spend a lot of money on
food. You could get a bottle of red wine for about $23. That's at the bottom cheapest thing. And a bottle or a pint of milk is $5, if I remember right.
Yeah, you're going to think twice if you are on a healthy diet like we do on buying fruits and vegetables because it is expensive.
Yeah.
Really, really,
really
expensive.
Regarding chandlers, there's quite a lot of chandlers dotted around the island. They're not all, there is one at St George's, but the other ones are really in Hamilton, which is AP Marine, PW Marine and Marine Locker. Now, we had to have a new VHF aerial put on, and I would have paid around about €75 for this VHF aerial, and there it cost £150. So that just kind of like puts it into perspective that you don't really want to buy anything unless you need to
buy it.
Yeah. Everything is so expensive.
Yes. So hardware stores, Gorham's and Master's Home.
Yep, you can buy pretty well anything. These are big sort of DIY places with everything from brushes to paints to doors and windows and things like that. But that is an opportunity if you need something.
Yeah. Sailmaker.
There is a company called Ocean Sails in St George's, run by a guy called Chris. He used to be Doyle Sails, but for some reason they've taken the franchise away. We had a terrible experience. To be honest, we had some sail repairs done. We got a quote for the repairs when we arrived in the Azores, and they said it would be around about €300 to repair some batten pockets. But we got charged over $2,000 for the repairs. So we got completely ripped off.
And we asked for the coat before he fixed the sails about three or four times, and he never gave us a coat. And at some point he gave us the sails, you know, in the bill.
So moving on, boatyards, Bermuda Yacht Services in St. George's is kind of like the key place where you get most things, or they'll introduce you to somebody, or they'll get something done for you. Apparently there is a travel lift there. I haven't been able to find it. 35-ton travel lift at St. George's Boatyard. But there is one at Mills Creek Marina, which is a 30-ton lift, and at Spa Yard in Dockyard, they've got a 70-ton travel lift. So now we go on to what to see and what to do in Bermuda.
It's loads of things to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can't miss to go to the dockyard.
No, it's a historical dockyard by the Royal Navy, dating back a couple of centuries. It's absolutely beautiful. It was home to the America's Cup 4 years ago, so there's a little bit of that sort of recent history there.
Yes.
But it is absolutely stunning.
It's beautiful, stunning, really, really nice. And we couldn't see everything because everything was closed during COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is.
It is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well worth going to have a look at. Yeah. Hamilton is the capital, beautiful town.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town. If you can go there by ferry, you have a beautiful arrival because it's all the buildings are yellow, isn't it? So it's stunning.
It's gorgeous. Yes. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well worth a visit to go around the town there. Gibbs Hill Lighthouse is the tallest lighthouse on the island, and you can actually go up it and have a look out at the top. Now, the one thing that we absolutely loved is the railway trail.
We did the whole thing, the whole trail, walking, obviously, and the scenery is just stunning. Yeah. The colours, the water of the it's just so beautiful, so beautiful.
So for around about 20 years, Bermuda had a railway line, and then they decided that it was getting too expensive to maintain. And so they boxed it all up and sent it off to India. Now, they left the trail behind. And more recently, over the last 5 years, they've been putting in a lot more bridges that go across all the sort of inlets which were there.
Uh-huh.
So when they took all the trestles away, they left the piles, piers in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're actually putting bridges on there so you can walk across it. And it's absolutely stunning.
Stunning. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. You can't look, you have to go and do this.
Yeah. It goes through cuts, it goes through
it's
tunnels.
It's around 22 miles, if I remember right.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. They do have some beautiful beaches if you want to go to the beach. The two most popular ones probably are Clearwater Beach and Horseshoe Bay Beach. And these are like curved beaches and they are coral beaches. So they've got that nice pink glow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into more recent history from the last war, for example, there's a lot of fortifications. During World War II, Bermuda was really fortified, although it was never attacked. And there's some beautiful forts there to go and look at.
So,
St. George's is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's very, very old. It was the original settlement. Mm-hmm. It used to be the original cruise port terminal as well, but the ships got too big to get
through.
So they.
But it is a beautiful little.
Absolutely stunning. And another place to go is Flats.
Flats
was stunning, wasn't it? Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Couldn't ask for anything more, really.
No.
Lovely. So, connections.
Yeah, Airport International to America and the UK.
Yeah, they've just had a new airport built.
Mm-hmm.
It's got five stands now. I know, it's really big. And in the old days, the old airport used to be like going into a living room and then there was a picture of the Queen up and things like that. It was really fantastic, absolutely lovely, it really was.
Yeah.
We loved our time in Bermuda and the people are so nice as
well. The people are very nice, they are very helpful, they are very, very friendly, they try to help you in any way they can. And as we said, you know, the colours of the all the houses and because of the white roofs, it's just stunning. Yeah. I really love Bermuda.
The only downside of Bermuda is it's so damn expensive.
Expensive, yes.
It really is expensive.
Yes. Prepare your pockets before you go.
And apparently they don't pay any income tax on their wages in Bermuda, but everything is taxed when it arrives on the quay. So consequently, you know, things just cost a lot more than you would be expecting.
Yeah, but I want to go there again for sure.
Yeah, oh no, undoubtedly. It is the most fantastic sort of Caribbean, but it's not in the Caribbean.
Yes.
It's not in the Caribbean, but it's sort of Caribbean island, isn't it? Absolutely wonderful. We absolutely loved it. And we've got a friend of Scott's called Palma lives there as well. Yeah. So we will be going.
Yes.
So.
Thank you for listening to our channel.
Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, they are episodes 118 to 123. I will put the link in the description below.
So those are all the programs that we shot in Bermuda.
Yes.
You can listen to Destination Sailing Channel as a podcast. Just search for the channel on your preferred podcast platform.
Yes. Next week we will be off to Portimão in Portugal, at the south coast of Portugal.
And do we love it down here?
Yeah, we do.
We're picking all the places we really like, don't we?
Yeah.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the major podcast platforms.
Yes. Until next week, fair winds whenever you are sailing.
Bye for now.
Bye.